Today's daf is Chulin daf Pei Aleph. We are holding on the bottom of daf Pei Amud Beis, or maybe we even got to the top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. We were discussing. Let's just get back into the issue that we were discussing. Was obviously we're still discussing Oso Ve'Espino, the Gemara had questioned on the very bottom of daf Pei Amud Beis that Kol Hecha Dik Lav De Oso Ve'Espino. I'm sorry, that Rabbi Zeira Amar Hanukh Mechusar Zman, that Kosov Nitko La'aseh, that Mechusar Zman is not something that you can get Malkus for because it's a Lav HaNitak La'aseh. That was the comment of Rabbi Zeira, that since it's that the Isra of Mechusar Zman, which is what Osav Espino becomes once you shech the mother, so the child becomes Mechusar Zman because it's not going to be able to be shechted until the next day, so that the Shechit of Mechusar Zman is not something that you would get malchus for. And again, this was going back in discussing this was answering the question that the Gemara had asked 5 lines before the lines get wide. Vililki nami mishum lav de mechusar zman, meaning forgetting about the lav of Osav Espino, why don't you also get malchus for the lav of mechusar zman? That's also an iser. So the Gemara had originally said that einachi nami, you do. We're just not mentioning lavin nuchra'a. We're not mentioning lavin that aren't really our discussion. We're only talking about the lavin that are directly under discussion. We're not mentioning lavin nuchra'a. So the Gemara now says Rabbi Zeira suggests that no, it's a different issue. That the issue is that it's simply you wouldn't get malchus for the lav of mechusar zman because the lav of mechusar zman is nitak la'asei. The question is, what does that mean? It's nitak la'asei. If you look at Rashi on the top, nitka la'asei demashma betoch zmana belo yiratzeh kidmar binan mivil nader lo yiratzeh. That it sounds from the pasuk that during the zman, meaning while it's still early, it's not going to be a valid karban. But if you so rather, what do you do? Wait till after the zman, and then it will become a valid karban. Dal karchach asezel lav me ikara mashma, meaning this idea of shechted after the zman is not is not from the beginning. Ki me hidish luach hakanda amrinan me ikara mashma shaleach ha'em v'lo tikachena, meaning normally by shluach hakan. So that's a classic lav anita klase. Why is that a lav anita klase? Because the Torah tells you that you're not allowed to take the aim al habanim, or you're not allowed to take the eggs while the mother's still there. Rather, shaleach to shalach haseim. You need to go send away the mother. So, what's the Torah's ideal picture? What does the Torah ideally want you to do? Obviously, what the Torah ideally wants you to do is send away the mother first. Meaning, the asay is the ideal, is what you do right at the very outset. That's how the asay works. Over here, it's a very different kind of lav hanitikal asay, because lav mechusar zman is different than every other lav hanitikal asay in the following sense. Over here, the lav comes before the asay. It's just the lav has its time period. The asay has its time period. By shiluach hakan, the lav and the asay are both at the same time. You see the bird, you see the baby, you see the babies. So you have both the mitzvah sasei and the lo sasei. You're not allowed to take the babies without sending away the mother. You have mitzvah sasei of sending away the babies, of sending away the mother, and then taking the babies. So it's all in the same time period. Over here, b'mechusar zman, up until a certain zman, the lav is in play, and then once that zman is over, now the asay takes effect. So Rashi explains that over here also, Rabbi Zeira's kavana is that if you're makar b'mechusar zman, you're over a lav, but you don't get malchus. Why do you not get malchus for that lav? Because over here also, the mashmos of the pasuk of al takrivu l'fnei zmano is al takrivu l'fnei zmano. Don't be makar before the zman, rather leave it until after the zman and then be makar. So the mitzvah of the Torah to be makar b'zmano is chal after the iser lav, not to be makar before the zman. So this also, this type of lav and nitik lasei, even though it's not exactly like shiluach hakan, would still fit the category of lav and nitik lasei. Tosos just asked the kasha that the klal that lav and nitik lasei, that you don't get malchus, is only in examples like nosar and gzela, where after you already violated the iser, for instance, you left over basar kachim, or you were over and you were gozel, you stole something, then the mitzvah is going to come to be misakein the avera that you did. That's Tosfos' point. That's what we normally say lav anitik la'asei means. That even if you leave over basar kachim beyond its man, so it's now nosar, so what do? You have a mitzvah sasei to burn the nosar. So it fixes the nosar problem. It resolves the avera that you've already violated. You steal something, what do? You have a mitzvah lahashavas gzeila. You have a mitzvah to return that which you stole. But over here, if you actually already violated the lav is to be makrav the korban before its zman, and the assay is to be makrav the korban after its zman. Well, if you've actually already violated the lav, well, then it's a little too late to do the assay. So, Fractosos, this is not a lav anita klasse. Lav anita klasse means a lav that's fixed by doing the assay after you violated the lav. Over here, it's not fixed by doing the assay after you violated the lav. So the Lev Aryeh is Miyashev, that Rashi must hold, that over here it's also Nitak La'asei, similar to what we find in Maseches Tmur, Davdalad and Beis. The Gemara over there says that when a man is Ma'anes, a woman, so he has a mitzvah to marry his Anusa. If he divorces her, it's an Averi, he's not allowed to divorce her, so when he's a Yisrael, so he has a mitzvah to be Machzir her, to love a Nitak La'asei, a Lo Sasei to divorce her, so he has a mitzvah Sasei to take her back, to remarry her. Let's say a Kohen is Ma'anis a woman, Kohen then marries her, that's a mitzvah saseh, and then he divorces her, right? So now he's not allowed to take her back, because he's not allowed to be machzir grushaso. So l'chora you should say, okay, so for the isra of divorcing her, the Kohen should get malchus, because for him, it's not a lavanita glase. And yet, Rashi over there says, Kohen doesn't get malchus either. Why? Because since for Yisrael, it's a lava nitak la'asei. It's nitak l'mitzaso. For some people, it's nitak la'asei. So it's considered nitak l'kulo. So for the Kohen, even though he doesn't have the option of fixing his avera by doing a mitzvah sasei, it's still considered a lava nitak la'asei for the Kohen. So now, says the Lev Aryeh, the love of lo yiratza is kolo mishum lo sakdishu mishum lo sishchetu, like Rashi says. The lav lo sakdishu is the lav of nitak la'asei. The Torah says lo yiratza lahakdish b'toch zmano, so if you're makdish it, you should be maniach la'achar zmano, v'yiratza lios kadosh l'gufo, and then it's going to be, meaning the isra, you're not allowed to be makdish b'toch zmano. So what if you were makdish b'toch zmano? So the asay, okay, be makdish it again li'achar zmano. It happens to be a separate isra, you're not allowed to be makriv l'toch zmano, but since legabe the Yisra Hakdasha, it's nitak la'asei. So we say, okay, so for everything, even for the Yisra Krava, it's also nitak la'asei. A similar svara to what it says in Temur. It's just by in Temur we're talking about two different people. Over here we're talking about two different averos that are both within the realm of mechusar zman. So Tosfos says, to be honest, we do find something similar to what Rashi holds over here in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara Maseches Yuma Daf Samach Zayin in Daf Lamed Vav and Beis, Gemara Maseches Yuma writes that according to Rabbi Yirmiya, there's a machlokas tanaim if you get malchus on the isra of achilas nevela. So the machlokas is the pasuk says lo soch l'kol nevela, and then the pasuk says the gera sher b'sherecha tit. What should you do with nevela if you have it on your hands? So give it legera shebesherecha, or ger doesn't mean ger, means ger toshav, or sell it to a nachri. So Rabbi Akiva holds that if you eat nevela, you get malchus because it's not a lavanita klase. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds you don't get malchus because he holds that that's called a lavanita klase. So a person violates this law and eats nevela is not able to be misaking it by the assay of giving it to a ger or giving it to, or selling it to a nachri. He's already eaten it. It's too late to be misaking. So says Tosfos, you see that Rashi might be right. I mean, Tosfos' old kasha was lavanita klase means after I violate the law, I could still fix it by doing the assay. But over there, in that example in the Gemara, you can't fix it by doing the assay. So maybe our idea, our Gemara of Mechus Rizman, would also fit Lavanita Klasei. Can't be fixed once you already are Makrav of Mechus Rizman. But Tosfos Docha the Raya, because he says, first of all, Abaye is Cholik on Rabbi Yirmiya, and he holds that according to both all Tanaim, it would not be a Lavanita Klasei. And even Rabbi Yirmiya, within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, holds that it's not a Lavanita Klasei. So it would only be going within one sheet of Amor Rahim's understanding of one sheet of Tanaim to actually put this in the category of lav anita klasei. So that's why a whole group of Rishonim say that over here what the Gemara means by lav anita klasei is not the standard definition of lav anita klasei, a lav that could be fixed by an asei, because it can't be over here. So Rashi, Maseches Zvachim, Tosos, the Ramban, they all explain that the gedder of lav anita klasei over here is that the Torah is oker the shechita of mechusar zman from being a lav, like the hakrava of other psulim, and it makes it an iser b'fnei atzmo from mikoach the mitzvah saseh. The fact that the Torah makes a separate mitzvah saseh to shech li'achar zmano is an indication that the Torah doesn't want to be mechayev us in a lav for shechita lefnei zmano. Pasuk says miyom hashmini v'hala yeratzeh means miyom hashmini, it's roi lahakriv, not before that. And from there we learn that a mechusar zman is different than all other psulei hakrava. It's an isra say, it's not an isra lav. Where do you ever have such a thing that because the Torah makes a special assay for this, it means that it's no longer a lav? So we have a slightly similar idea. Maseches Pesachim Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim talks about the isser of knisas tameim l'tocha mechitzos, the isser of a tamei person to walk beyond the mechitzos, inside the mechitzos, they're not allowed to go. So the pasuk says v'yitzmus machaneim asher ani shochein b'sochem, right? Los assay. And if a tamei person walks in, he's chayv malchus. And nevertheless, by a mitzora that's nichnas, he doesn't get malchus. Why? Because by a mitzora there's a mitzvah saseh, badad yeshev michutz l'machaneh, which is an extra pasuk. So by the fact that the Torah has an extra pasuk, it formulated as a mitzvah saseh, it's an indication, the Gemara says, that we're taking the mitzora and we're removing him from the category of the lo saseh, and instead saying that he's only in violation of an aseh if he goes in b'toch ha-mechitza. So all psulei akrava may be a lo saseh. You're not allowed to bring karbonos at a pasul. But mechusar zman, because the Torah Dafka puts it, formulates it as an assay, so it no longer is a los assay, it becomes a mitzvah assay. That's the idea that it's a lavanita class over here. Okay, so says the Gemara Vaita now on the top of Pei Alpha Meralf, my time, well, why is it a lavanita class A? Da Amakra, Miyom Hashmini Vahala Yiratza. It says from the eighth day on, that's when it's Yiratza, that's when it's going to be a valid carbon. Miyom Hashmini in Meikara Lo. That means only the eighth day on, but previously it would not have been valid. Lava Bamachal Asay. So we see that any lav that's Bamachal Asay, meaning the Isser to bring it earlier, only comes as a result, we only know it as a result of the pasuk that tells us to, yes, bring it later, so that counts as an assay. So we have a mitzvah assay to not bring it earlier. So, frankly, the Gemara, but wait a second, you can't use that pasuk to tell me that it's lav anita klasei. From Balilich the Rabbi Abturiki, we already need that pasuk for where Rabbi Abturiki taught us. The Rabbi Abturiki Rami, Rabbi Abturiki asked the following stira. Ksiv, it says on the one hand in one pasuk, v'hayashivas yamim tachazimo, that when an animal is born, you give it 7 days to be with its mother before you do anything to it, halay l'chazi, which implies as soon as 7 days are over, as soon as it becomes nighttime, so then you're able to use it for a karban. Uksiv, miyom hashmini v'halay yaratza. But then we have another pasuk that says, no, when can it be used as a karban? From the eighth day on. Miyom hashmini v'halay in, layla lo, which implies that the nighttime, it's still not roi. So haketzad, what do we do with that in between night? One pasuk seems to imply that by the time the night after the seventh day comes, it's already good, we could already be maktishit. And the other pasuk implies that no, it's only on the eighth day. So it's the Gemara, layla l'kedusha yom l'artza. You can be maktishit that night. It's not miratze yet, though. You can't bring it as a karban until the daytime. So we see we're already using this pasuk to teach us that din, that layla l'kedusha yom l'artza. So how can we use the pasuk to teach me lavanita glase? And it's the Gemara, ksiv krachrina, kein tasa l'shkar cholotzoncha. So you have another pasuk. So if there's that's the extra pasuk that teaches that there's an assay. So you don't need this pasuk to teach me lavanita glase. Fine. The Chassam Sofer in this tshuvas here, Deir Simin Yedzayin, had a very interesting question. He said a Gaon Echad asked him, why doesn't the Gemara ask on the pasuk by Bechor that it says previously in Parshas Mishpatim, Shivas Yam Ye Im Imo Biyom Hashmini Titnu Lo? Why don't we ask the Kash over there? Has the same issue. Shivas Yamim, it says for 7 days, Ye Im Imo, which implies that the night after the seventh day it doesn't have to do with its mother, and then Biyom Hashmini Titnu Lo, and then Titnuli, and then on Yom Hashmini you should give it to me. So that implies that the night after the seventh day, it's not yet, can't yet be given to me. Now, why would that be a better kasha than the kasha the Gemara asks? Because we have a teretz for the kasha the Gemara asks. The kasha the Gemara asks is, Laila l'kedusha yom l'artza. You can't say that by a Bechor. That, oh, that 7th day, it's an in-between time, the night after the 7th day. It's a time you could be makdashit, it's not yet miratzeh. What do you mean? By a Bechor, it's kadosh mirechem. So what are you talking about, being makdish? It's not shaykh that you're going to say that you could be makdish it. So you can't say l'ayla l'kadusha, the Bechor is mirechem kadosh. So the truth is, yeah, the Bechor is mirechem kadosh, there's still a mitzvah l'hakdisho. We find this very often, Rav Shechter talks about this a lot, that I think in Dina Segos he has a piece about this, that we have a concept that sometimes, even though something has inherent kadusha, we still have a mitzvah l'hakdisho, we have a mitzvah to be makdish it as a way of recognizing the kadusha, of acknowledging the kadusha, and not just creating the Kiddusha. For instance, Kiddush and Shabbos. The day is holy anyway. Whether we make Kiddush, we don't make Kiddush, the day is going to be holy. Yet, we have a mitzvah to be Mekadish Hayom B'Knisaso, that when the day is coming in, to be Mekadish the day. So the same is true by a Bechor. A Bechor is born, it's Kadosh Mirachem. But still, we have a mitzvah L'Akdisho. But even that Kiddusha, you don't have to wait till the 8th day for that Kiddusha. So even that, it can't be that would be the answer. That on that night, after the 7th day, that's when it's a mitzvah L'Akdisho. So it's a stark kasha that someone asks some so for. Why does the Gemara ask only the answerable kasha? L'chora, there's a much better kasha you could ask, which we wouldn't have the same answer, and that is by Bechor. So some sofer responded that by Bechor, it's not a kasha to begin with, because we're going to see later on in a couple of days that by Kachim, halayla holech achar yom, that when we look at a calendar day, generally in the Jewish calendar, the day starts at night, with the previous night. But by Kachim, it's halayla holech achar yom. So Bechor is Kadosh Mirechem, so it always has a din of Kachim from the day that it's born. So we say that for 7 days, it's Tachas Imo, it means day that it's born and night after, 2nd day and night after, 3rd day. So the night after the 7th day is already included in the 7 days, because by Kachim, it's Halayla, Halech Achar Yom. That's what we discussed Tuesday night when we were talking about Slichos. There's a halacha, the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, that the person who daven Slichos for the Yomit should daven the other tefillos the rest of the day as well. So the Achronim start debating, what about Mariv? Should he daven the Mariv of the coming night, or the Mariv of the previous night, or neither Mariv? Maybe you should just do Shachris and Mincha. So what would be the svar to say you should do the Mariv of the next night? He's supposed to daven all the tefillos of the day. Mariv of the next night is the next day. But tefillos is connected to Midin Tiknum, that tefillos are connected to the Karbanos. So it could be that we follow the Dinim of Kachim when we talk about tefillos. We mentioned that it could be the same is true when it comes to Simchas Yontif, that we have a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, we paskin that at the Chachilu we eat Basar, and even Bizman Azem, when we don't have Basar Karbanos, we eat Basar as a key of Simchas Yontif. So how many times do you have to fulfill Simchas Yontif in each day of Yontif? It's only once a day that you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. It doesn't have to be both meals that you have to have Basar, one of the meals. But how do you count the days? Let's say you have a 2-day Yontif. It starts on Wednesday night, then Thursday and Friday. So what do you do? So let's say I have a Wednesday night meal and my Friday afternoon meal with Fleishig, and the Thursday afternoon and Thursday night are both not Fleish. Is that okay? So I think it was Rav Shechter pointed out that he thought that it shouldn't be okay, because the whole idea of Simchas Yontif of Basar is connected the Basar Karbanos that we were Yotze the Mitzvah of Simchas Yontif with. And by Kachim, it's Laila Holech Achar Yom, so maybe Mitzvah of Simchas Yontif would follow the rules of Kachim, where you would need each day to have the Din of Simcha. So that's the concept that Chassam Sofer uses to answer this Kasha. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. Amar Avnu new issue. Omar Hayy Rabbi Shimon, Ein Osav Espino, Noig B'Kachim. That we don't have a din of Osav Espino by Kachim at all. We're not knowing the din of Osav Espino by Kachim. In the name of Rabbi Shimon, my time, since Rabbi Shimon holds, as we discussed yesterday, that a shechita shein ruya doesn't count as a shechita, shechitas kachim nami shechita shein ruyihi. By definition, shechitas kachim is a shechita shein ruya. We discussed that concept yesterday as well. The Gemara said, after all, until you do the zrika, the basar is not roi lachila. So therefore, by definition, any shechita of kachim is a shechita shein ruya. So Masav Rava asks Rava, wait a second, also Vespino, Kachim, Achutz, it's going to take a while to get to this kasha. This kasha is going to be about 15 lines. So Rav asks the following kasha. Also Vespino, Kachim, Bachutz, if you have also Vespino, a mother and its child, Behema, that are both Kachim, and you shech them both outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sheini, Belo Saseh, the second one, you're in violation of Belo Saseh, Shei Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Aroi Lovel, Achazman, Harei Belo Saseh, Vein Bokares. Anything that could be brought lachrasman in the Beis HaMikdash, but right now cannot be brought because its mother was shechted today, would be, when you wouldn't be chayv kares for shchutei chutz, but it it's still a los asay of shchutei chutz. That's Rabbi Shimon's rule, that the iser kares and the los asay of shchutei chutz do not necessarily go hand in hand. To violate the iser kares of shchutei chutz, it has to be something that you theoretically could have done in the Beis HaMikdash. If you already shechted the mother today, you could not have theoretically shechted the child in the Beis HaMikdash, so it wouldn't be chayv kares for shchutei chutz, but the los asay you still have. The Chum say, no, they go hand in hand. If you don't have an Issa Karis, mele, there's no Los HaSev Shchutei Chutz either. V'kashalon, Kachim Bachutz, and we ask that when you Shecht Kachim Bachutz, Sheni B'Los HaSev, so we're saying that the second one would be a violation of Los HaSev, according to Rabbi Shimon. So frankly, Sheni B'Los HaSev, and the Bach adds in, V'su lo, Kama Miktal Katal. The first one was also shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash. So you just killed the animal. Meaning it's not a valid shechita. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's a shechita shein ruya, because it was shechut echutz. So therefore it shouldn't count as a valid shechita. So sheini mekabel b'fnimu, karis nami l'chayiv. And therefore the second animal could have been shechted inside, because it wouldn't be a violation of Osav Espino. It's only a violation of Osav Espino if when you shechted the mother it was a shechita ruya. But it wasn't a shechita ruya because it was shechut. So therefore the second one would still be a shechita ru'uya if you shechted it inside the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you should be chayiv kares for shechting it outside. So Rava said, or some say, someone else said, some anonymous person said, now this is the way to read it. Kachim shneim b'chutz. If you shecht two animals, also vespino, that are both kachim, and you shecht them both outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, Rishon Enosh Kares, first one you get a Kares for, because shchut echutz. Sheni, pasul upater. The second one, it's going to be pasul and pater. So the second one is going to be pasul pater from Kares, because it's not miskabel b'finim, because you already shechted the mother that day, but it's going to be pasul. That's according to the Rabbanan, who holds shchita sheni ruya shma shchita. Right? So the second one is still not something that's right to be hukrav b'finim, because the first one did count as a shchita. And the Bach takes out the next three words. The Rabbi Shimon, Shneim Unshim Kares. But according to Rabbi Shimon, Enochinami. Right? Our kasha was, according to Rabbi Shimon, shouldn't they both be Chayiv Kares? The answer is yes. According to Rabbi Shimon, both, you Chayiv Kares for both of them. That's if you shech them both Bachutz. Let's say you did the following, though. You have two Kachem animals, Osav Espino, Echad Bachutz Vechad Bifnim. First one you shech Bachutz, second one you shech Bifnim. So the Rabbanon Enosh Kares. According to the Rabbanon, you Chayiv Kares. For the one that you shecht Rishon Enosh Kares, rather. The first one you chayiv Kares for, because you shechted it b'chutz. Sheini pasul pater. The second one, which you shechted b'fnim, is pasul, but it's still pater mikares. We're not talking about the lav vosav espino over here, because by shkut, we're talking about shkut echutz. So we're just saying that you're pater from the kares of shkut echutz, because you shechted it b'fnim, right? So that's according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbi Shimon, sheini kasher. According to Rabbi Shimon, the second one is taka kasher. There's nothing wrong with it, because the first one is not even considered a shechita. It's miktal katle, and therefore the second one is not mechusus man at all. So the second one is going to be taka kasher or karban. First one, you shechted b'chutz, didn't count as a shechita. So the isra vosav espino didn't kick in. Memele, the second one, you shechted inside, that's a perfectly kasher or karban. That's if it's echad b'chutz v'echad b'fnim. What if you do the following? Echad b'fnim v'echad b'chutz. First, you shecht one of them inside where it belongs, and then you shecht one outside. So the Rabbanan, Rishon Kasheru Pater, according to the Rabbanan, the first one, well, of course the first one is Kasheru Pater, it's a Kachim Karban, you shechted it in the Beis HaMikdash, great job! Sheini, what about the second one? That's Kachim, you shecht outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Pasul Upater. So it's a Pasul Karban, it's shechted outside, and your pater, because it's not miskabel b'fnim, your pater from the Yisr Kares of Shchut Echutz, because it's not something that was miskabel b'fnim anyway, since it is its mother was shechted today. So since it's not miskabel b'fnim, you're going to be pater. The Rabbi Shimon, Sheni Belos HaSei. Rabbi Shimon would say that the Sheni would not be, you wouldn't be chayv kares for the second one, for shechting it outside, because it's not miskabel b'fnim, but because it's mechusus man, right? It's mother was shakta today, but it would still be a los assay. So this is the idea. We said that Rabbi Shimon holds that the iser karis of shchut echutz and the iser of just the los assay of shchut echutz are not necessarily connected to each other. One can violate the los assay without being chayiv karis. So if the mother was shechted today in a kashra fashion, according to Rabbi Shimon, by shechting the child that day, it's not going to be subject to the iser kares of shechut echutz, but it is included in the lo saseh of shechut echutz. Now here's Rav's kasha. V'yisal kadai techein el soves b'no noig b'kachim, sheini amai b'lo saseh v'su lo, kares nami l'chayiv. If osoves b'no is not noig by kachim at all, so then wait a second. There was no iser on shechting the animal. Once you shechted the mother, the child did not become a chusr's man. If also Vesmano is not knowing Bekachim, when he shechted the mother, the child is still a viable carbon to be used today. And if you go and shecht it outside the base of Mikdash, that should be a chiv kares. It's not mechusar's man at all. It's only called mechusar's man because you think you're not allowed to shechta today because of Osav Espino. You have to wait till tomorrow. But if the old Osav Espino doesn't apply to Kachim, you are allowed to shechta today. It's not mechusar's man. If you go and shechta outside the base of Mikdash, that's the chiv kares, the shchut echutz. So that's Rava's kasha. Says Gemara, Elo Marava, Hachi Kamarav Hamnuna, in Malkus Osav Espino Noig Bekachim. The Isser of Osav Espino is noig and kachim. You just don't get malchus on osav espino by kachim. Kiven de kamed lozarek dam lo mishtari basar. Why is there no malchus on osav espino by kachim? Since as long as you were not zorik the dam yet, the basar doesn't become mutar ba'achila, may idna de kashachit. So at the moment that you're shechting it, have yasra safek. It's going to be asra safek. V'asra safek lo shma asra. And asra safek doesn't count as asra. Why is it asra safek? Maybe you're not going to do the zrika, and it will therefore turn out that this shchita is a shchita she'ena ru'uya. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you're only chayav and also vespino on a shchita ru'uya. So how can a guy give you asra? Oh, you better not do that, or else we can get malchus for also vespino. Yeah, maybe I'll do exactly what you tell me I'm not supposed to do and shecht it, and it's still not going to be a shchita ru'uya because I won't do the zrika. And if it's not a shchita ru'uya, I'm not chayav for also vespino. So that's it. It's going to be called asra safik, and it's a lo shma asra. Rashi actually gives two different pshatim over here, and he has two different kirsos, and he thinks that one of the pshatim is complete, the one that I said actually, he thinks is meshubash, and it's a mistake, and it's someone who is very, very sharp said this pshat, but it's not really correct. Okay, but let's stick with it anyway. Says the Gemara, va'az the Rava l'tamei, and this is Rava l'shitaso, where Rava holds that the shchita of Osav Espino is considered hasra safek, because you don't know if he's going to do the zrika. So this is Rava l'shitaso. Where do we find Rava saying the same thing? Dama Rava, hi chulin ubnash shlamim. If let's say the mother is chulin and is a regular chulin animal, and the child is a carbon shlamim animal, shachat chulin varchach shachat shlamim pater. So if you shach the chulin animal first, and then you shach the shlamim on the same day, you're pater. Why? Because like we said, hasra safek. You can't give hasra. Don't shech that child because it's going to be a violation of osav espino. Oh yeah, what if I shecht it and I'm not zorik the dam? Then it will be shechita she'in ru'uya and it won't be a violation of osav espino. So therefore you're going to be pater. It's always going to be a hasra safek. Let's say you shecht the child first, shlamim, va'achr kachulin, and then you shecht the mother, then chayiv. Then you're going to be chayiv because once you already shecht the child and you did the zrika, and then you come to shecht the mother, someone could easily warn you, if you shecht that mother, that regular chulin animal mother, today you will be chayiv. And that's true. There's no asra safek because it's not a kachem animal. There's no zrika involved. Va'amar Rava, and Rava said, hi chulin ubna ola. What about if it's the animal is chulin and the child is a carbon ola? So lomi bayishachat chulin v'achach shachat ola de pater. Not in that case, not only are you pater if you shach the chulin one first and the kachem one second, which was true even by Yishlam that you're pater because of asra safek. Ela filu shachat ola v'acharkach shachat chulin. Even if you did it in the reverse, you shechted the ola first and then you shechted the chulin, still pater. You're still going to be pater. Why? Shchita kamaisa lav shchita basachilahi. Because the first shchita is not a shchita that's matir anything ba'achila, because the first shchita is a karbonola. Karbonola gets burnt on the mizbeach entirely. There's no part of it that gets eaten. Any shchita that you can't eat from is not going to be subject to the isra of Osav Espino, of shechting Osav Espino b'yom echad. So Rabbi Yaakov, Am Rabbi Yochanan, achilas mizbeach shma achila. A concept we've seen many times before already. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, it is achila. You know who gets to eat it? The Mizbeach gets to eat it, right? We call Achilas Mizbeach Achila also, even though it's not eating it with a mouth or anything like that, and it's not human consumption, but that's still called Achila. My Taima, right? That's by Pigle, we count it as Achila. If you bring carbon with a machshava to be Ochel Chutzlis Mano, so that's Pigle. To be burn it on the Mizbeach Chutzlis Mano, also that's Achilas Mizbeach, that's also Pigle. So Achilas Mizbeach is also called Achila. My Taima, because the Pasuk's Damar Krav, Pasuk says, V'machol ye'achel mibasr zevach shlomav. B'shtei achilos chaz medab. What's the double lashon of achila? V'machol ye'achel. Two lashonos of achila. Echad achilos adam, v'echad achilos mizbeach. So you see that both achilos adam and achilos mizbeach are both categorized as achila. That's the idea that they're both categorized as achila. You see, achilas mizbeach also counts as achila. Fine. New Mishnah. Hashochet v'nimtza treifa. Let's say you shucked an animal, and then it turns out to be a treifa. Hashochet avodazara. You shucked an animal for avodazara. Vashochet parashatas. You shucked a paraduma. Visharaniskol. You shucked a sharaniskol. An animal that is chayiv skila for exactly gemar din that it killed the person. Ve'eglarufa. Or you shucked an eglarufa. Not sure in this call that you shecht rather or eglar, we're talking about stam that even if you shecht it, meaning you're not allowed to shecht these animals. Sure, in this call is chayv skila, you have to give it skila. Eglar rufa, you have to do arifa zegla, you have to chop it in the back of the neck. You have a whole procedure of eglar rufa. If you shecht these animals, Rabbi Shimon poter v'chav mechayvin. Rabbi Shimon says you poter from the din of osav espino because it's a shechita sheinu ruya. Even though you may have done what would normally be a kosher ma'aseh shechita, it's a shechita shein ruya because you weren't allowed to shecht these animals. So therefore, you're not going to be chayv osav espino. The Chum say that you're going to be chayv anyway because the Chum hold that even a shechita shein ruya is shma shechita. That's the machlokas we've had already. Hashochid v'nisnav l'biyado. What if you shecht it and while you're shechting it, you mess up and you turn it into an evade? You don't do a kasher shechita, v'anocher v'ma'aker, or you have other problems with the shechita, nechira or ikur. So if you do any of those things, patur mishum osav espino. It's not a violation of osav espino. Osav espino is only when you have a legitimate shechita done. So even according to the Chum, apparently it's not osav espino. They don't require a shechita ruya, no, but they require a maisa shechita. The maisa shechita has to be a kashra shechita. It doesn't have to be a shechita that's going to lead to the animal being mutter to eat, but the maisa itself of the shechita has to be a legitimate maisa shechita, otherwise it's not a violation of osav espino. Okay, now the Mishnah, the fact that the Mishnah even has to say, right, what's the lashon in the Mishnah? That pater mishum osav espino. You're pater from osav espino. So one of the acharonim of Shoshanim LeDavid raises the question: why does Mishnah have to say mishum osav espino? The whole parak is talking about osav espino. In the ratio we didn't say that. We didn't even spell it out. Why do we have to spell out that it's mishum osav espino? So he says that it's kamash milan. It's coming to teach us to dafku mishum osav espino pater. Avu mikol makom asalasus kein shalol tzarach mishum tzar bei lechayim. V'sri David daraisa. What it's telling us is not that it's okay, that what you did is okay. No, what you did is still us. You're not allowed to be misnavel an animal on purpose. You're not allowed to be nocher an animal on purpose. It's still going to be an issur of tzar balechayim to go and murder an animal without a proper shechita. That's not okay to do. It's just not included in the issur of osav espino. He also would be tzar balechayim. He holds tzar balechayim as daraisa. Rav Asher Weiss, we've pointed out many times, has a famous piece. He has a piece where he discusses where the issur of tzar balechayim comes from, and he goes through Rishonim and Achronim. I think he has 14 possibilities of where the issur of tzar balechayim comes from, and the conclusion he draws is that Tzar Balechayim must be one of those Yisurim that is Ratzon HaTorah. Now you can't pinpoint exactly where in the Torah it says it, but it could be, you could have an Isur Daraisa even if it doesn't say it in the Torah, if the whole flavor and the whole impression you get from the entire Torah seems to tell you that there's something wrong with it. That itself is enough to create an Isur Daraisa. Shalom David says it's also an Isur Baltashchis. What are you wasting a good animal for by messing up the Shechita? Just do a proper Shechita and it won't be a waste. So it's an Isur Baltashchis. Okay, says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Lo shanu al shachad rishon avodazara v'sheinu l'shulchanam. When do we say in the Mishnah that if you shach l'avodazara, you chayiv mishum osav espino according to Rabbanan, even if you shach l'avodazara? That's only if you shach the first one for avodazara, and then the second animal, the child that you shach second, or if you shach the mother that you shach second, that you shach not l'avodazara, you shach just to eat. That's when we say you're going to be chayiv mishum osav espino on the shechita of the child. Avod rishon l'shulchanam v'sheinu l'avodazara. Potter, to come le b'drabine. But if the first one you shecht to eat, then the second one you shecht for avodah zarah. So normally the chiv also of espino is only on the second animal, right? The chiv malchus is only on the second animal. Well, you're not going to get malchus for also of espino because this second animal you shecht for avodah zarah. So you chayv misa for shechita avodah zarah. Whenever you chayv misa and malchus, you get the misa, not the malchus. That's the whole third parak of Maseches Ksuvos. Come le b'drabine. That you only get the more severe of the two punishments. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says that is so abundantly pashut. That's not a chiddush. No, you know what the chiddush is? Sometimes even when the second one is for avodah zarah, you're still going to be chayiv for osav espino. How so? Let's say the hasra'ah that you received was only hasra'ah for also Vespino and not Asra for Avodah Zarah. So since you didn't get Asra for Avodah Zarah, you're not going to be Chayiv Mishum the Avodah Zarah. Mela, we're not going to say Kam Le B'Drab Minei. You'll be Chayiv for the also Vespino because you're not getting the more severe Chayiv. You're not getting the more severe Chayiv. Then we'll give you the less severe Chayiv. We'll give you the also Vespino Chayiv Malkus. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, no. Kibin Tachi Asru Bei Pater, Kilo Asru Bei Nami Pater. If you would have been warned about the Avodah Zarah, you'd be patur from the Malkus of Osav Espino. So even if you weren't warned about the more severe Isra of Avodah Zarah, you're still going to be patur from the Malkus of Osav Espino. Vazel l'tamayu, and this is the Machlokus Rabbi Yochanan Mishum and Lakish Lishi Tassam. Dechias Ravdimi Amar, because Ravdimi taught the following, Chayavi Misos Shogigin, V'chayavi Malkus Shogigin, V'davar Acher. Let's say you do a Chiv Misa, but you do it B'shogig, so you're not going to actually get the Misa. Or you do something that would normally get Malkus, but you did it B'shogig, so you're not going to actually get the Malkus. And at the same time, you incur, let's say, a Chiv Mamon. So normally, when you have a Chiv Malkus and a Chiv Mamon, you only get the Malkus, you don't have to pay the money. But over here, you're not going to get the Malkus, because it was B'shogig. So what's the din? Are you still Chayiv the money? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says, now you're Chayiv the money, because now we're not going to be able to say, Kam Le B'Drabine, you're not getting the more severe punishment. Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Reish Lakish says, you're Pater. Because even though you're not getting the more severe punishment, you did something that should normally incur both a more severe and a less severe punishment. So even though you're not getting the more severe punishment, you're still going to be Pater from the less severe punishment. Exactly the same Machlokas that we just had with Avodah Zarah and Osav Espino. Where Reish Lakish says, bottom line, Rabbi Yochanan is a bottom line person. Bottom line, are you getting the more severe punishment? If yes, then you're not going to get the less severe. If not, then you will get the less severe. Where Reish Lakish says, no, even if you had the potential to get the more severe punishment, you're going to get you're going to be off the hook from the less severe punishment. Rabbi Yochanan chayiv dalo asra. Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv because he didn't get asra. Reish Lakish on pater kibin dechi asra be pater kila asra be nami pater. Reish Lakish will say that since had they warned you and therefore you would have been bemazed, you would have been pater from the less severe punishment. So when they didn't warn you and therefore it was only b'shogeg, you're still going to be pater from the less severe punishment. Why does Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish have to say this machlokas two times? It's the same. It's mamish the same machlokas. So why do they have to tell it to us both in the context of Osav Espino and Avodah Zarah and in the context of Momon and Malkus? So Tzricha, we need it to be told in both contexts. D'yashmin Baha, had we only been told that by the case of Osav Espino and Avodah Zarah, I would say Baha Kam Rav Shimon Lakshav Baha Im Modeh Rabbi Yochanan. I would say, but in the other case, he'd be Modeh Rabbi Yochanan. Why? What's the difference? The Gemara doesn't explain at all. So says Rashi, this same act of shchita had carried with it a tzad misa because it was l'shem avodah zarah. So pakalei toras malchus minei. So I would say this act of shchita is no longer an act of malchus; it's an act of misa, even if you're not going to actually get the misa. Ditarti begufa lo ramu alei, because two onshim on one body, we're not going to impose two onshim on one body. And therefore, even if you didn't actually get the asra for misa, still there won't be malchus. But when you're dealing with chayav misa shogin v'davar acher, kagon mamon, dechad begufa v'chad b'mamona, where one of the onshim is on your body and one of them is on your money, so then maybe even Reish Lakish would be modeh that if you're not going to get the more severe, you'll still get the less severe because they're more separate from each other. One is on the guf, one is on the body. So then maybe even Reish Lakish would be modeh to Rabbi Yochanan. Back in the Gemara, Baha Kam Rabbi Yochanan, and had we only been told the case by the Malkus and the Mamon, I would say that's where Rabbi Yochanan would say that you're still chayiv. Ha, emol Rabbi Shimon Lakish. But maybe by our shechita of Osav Espino and Avodah Zarah, maybe Rabbi Yochum be mother Rabbi Shimon Lakish that you'd be pater. So tzricha, that's why I need to be told the machlokas in both cases. Okay, we'll pick up from the bottom tomorrow.